Magic City Sports Talk brought to you by Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. What more could you want? A Cards-Cubs series to wrap up the regular season with a division title on the line. And joining me now, the play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Rooney, to tell us what's going to happen. That's what our fans want to know, John Rooney. What's going to happen?
Well, I'll tell you when we get started tonight, about 7:15, we'll start telling you what's going to happen. Because the great thing about sports, Brad, it's the best reality programming out there. You have to play the games.
You have to play the games. We were hoping maybe the drama would be eliminated, but that 19-inning game just took it out of the Cardinals. They had to go with without their starters, battled hard, but couldn't hold off the Diamondbacks, and now you got to play to win the division, don't you?
Well, I had no problem with that lineup that was in there with Mike Shield. In fact, that lineup produced pretty good offense. Randy Arozarena had a great game, and Jose Martinez has his swing back. That's a good thing because he had been injured and really didn't have his swing after hurting his shoulder until maybe Saturday in Chicago in that series last weekend, and then he smoked that triple in the game Sunday in the comeback. I think there's a lot of fire in this club right now and a desire to go out there and put their best foot forward and see what happens. You get a couple of bounces, then they go the right way for you, and we'll play Thursday in Atlanta. And if they don't, then who knows? Maybe a playoff game on Monday, or maybe a wild card game on Tuesday. You know, you look to a year ago, Brad, we went into Chicago, and the Cubs had a game lead. And the Cubs and the Brewers both won on Friday. But the Cardinals and Miles Michaelis really took it to the Cubs on Saturday. The Brewers won to tie the division. They both won on Sunday. And on Monday, the Brewers defeated the Cubs. And on Tuesday, the Rockies defeated the Cubs and ended their season. So we don't want to let that happen this year. We don't want to have the tables turned. The Cardinals want to go out there and play their best baseball. Errors, walks, and ineffective pitching from a couple of rookies hurt the Cardinals in one inning after that 19-inning game. But I know there's a big desire to clean that up and have a great finish this weekend. So I'm really looking forward to getting started tonight.
The Cards and Cubs certainly have our focus. We'll be paying attention to the Brewers at the Rockies. We were just talking before we went on the air. You also need to kind of keep an eye on the Washington series because that could be significant if you end up in a wild card game, right?
Oh, absolutely. Washington's playing Cleveland. Cleveland has an elimination number of 2 with 3 games to go, and they're chasing the Tampa Bay Rays right now, and the Oakland A's. Those are the wild card contenders. So Cleveland still has life going into play the Nationals. So we'll be watching that one as well, as the ball's going to bounce many funny ways before Sunday's over.
John Rooney with me, voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, as we get sent for the Cards. And the Cubs, Dakota Hudson makes the start tonight, and it looks like going to move Adam Wainwright up to take the Saturday start. Your thoughts on the rotation heading in, John?
Well, I think they have things set up pretty well, Brad. I like Hudson, Wainwright, Michaelis, all set, or Jack Flaherty. It just depends on what the Cardinals will need for Sunday. And with the day off, they could do a little movement with the rotation. And I think it sets up very, very well. Now, how does the bullpen set up? John Gant pitched a little bit better in his last outing. And I really, really like Helsley, but Helsley's been used a lot lately. John Brebbia. And you just can't discount what Giovanni Gallegos has done. But I still like the way the Cardinal pitching is set up. The 19-inning game more than took its toll on the bullpen and hurt the club more than anything else. But having the day off, the timing could not have been better. And this time of year, you know, everybody—I don't think anybody's 100%. Everybody has some issue, so I think it'll all work out in that regard to being very, very competitive, playing the Cubs 3 at Busch Stadium.
These young arms in the bullpen, John—they show at times electric stuff. But pitching this time of year is a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
Well, it is. But youth will delight you and then disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
And, John Smoltz was a young pitcher once upon a time, and so was Greg Maddux, and so was, Tom Glavin. And we're talking about Hall of Fame pitchers. They took their lumps, but they used that experience to move forward and have great careers. Now, I'm not saying these guys are going to be Hall of Famers, but they do have electric stuff, and I think they're going to really be good pitchers if they can stay healthy, because they're learning from a lot of situations. Fernandez fastball, he can throw that about 97, 98, 99 miles an hour, but it really straightened out on him against Ryan Braun. It straightened out on him against the people he faced in Arizona. And once he gets things figured out, he'll be all right. Cabrera has terrific stuff, and there are times where he'll really delight you. And I kind of like to see him on a postseason roster just to face a batter or two. And you can do that this year. Next year, the relievers are going to have to face a minimum of three batters or come in and get that last left-handed batter out to end an inning, or have to face some right-handed hitters after that. So that scenario changes next year, but right now you can still use a specialist.
John Rooney, my guest here. We're talking a bit about the bullpen. To me, the maddening one is Andrew Miller, because at times you see what made him the premier left-handed reliever in the American League with the Cleveland Indians, and then it seems like when he has made mistakes, they have been real crunchers, like the other night at Arizona. Can you trust Andrew Miller? I guess the answer is you have to at this point of the season, but your thoughts on Miller?
Well, you answered the question there, Brad. You have to. Yeah. That's why they signed him. He's in that situation, but when he has his command of the slider and it doesn't flatten out like it did the other night, then they're not going to hit him. But if it flattens out and he leaves it toward the middle of the plate or middle in, middle away where they can extend their arms, or if they're looking in, they're going to hit it hard. It's just, that's just a fact of life. But the way he was able to come in and perform on Sunday against the Cubs, that was terrific. But he'd love to have the one pitch back for sure in the 19th inning game. That would have finished things off and probably would have meant a sweep for the Cardinals if they could have finished that nine innings. But it didn't. And as Satchel Paige said, don't look back. And the Cardinals can't afford to do that.
John Rooney, I got to think that that four-game series at Wrigley Field last weekend is kind of what we're in this business for. Those are moments that you broadcast for, you call games for, and you had four of them packaged in one weekend. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was, Brad. And when we went in there, if we were able to get a split with the Cubs, I think everybody would have been happy. Go in there, get a split, and then go take two out of three down to Arizona. And then you've had a 4-3 road trip, and take your chances. You figure Milwaukee's going to drop a game here or there. But as it turned out, the Cardinals needed all four of those, plus the game on Monday night, just to be in a situation of a one-game lead going into the last weekend of the series. But what a great weekend it turned out to be. And the Cardinals had an answer for everything the Cubs did. Seemed like the Cubs had an answer for a while, then the Cardinals. But the Cubs threw everything at the Cardinals they possibly could, injuries and all. Rizzo played. They even had Baez up there pinch hitting, but he couldn't hold the bat very well with a fractured thumb. And then Bryant hurt himself when he was running the bases in the rain on Sunday. So we'll see what kind of lineup that Joe Maddon will put out there tonight. And he's saying he didn't care what the Brewers thought about Maddon having to play secondary players because of his injuries. But it wouldn't surprise me to see Rizzo and Bryant both in the lineup somewhere this weekend.
Yeah, Joe Maddon, he likes to stir things up, and he's stirred up Brewers fans. So you anticipate Cubs will come at the Cardinals. I anticipate they'll come at the Cardinals just as hard. This is their season.
Well, it is, absolutely. And as I said, they could do to the Cardinals what the Cardinals did to them last year.
Yeah.
How much motivation is that? Because it took them from division winner to wild card to elimination in about 4 or 5 days. So they'd love to return the favor, no question. So the Cardinals just have to go out, play their game, get the Cubs down, try to get them down early, and then keep them down and just play the Cardinals game. And I like the Cardinals' chances in that regard, Red, because Mike Shield has kept that team in the here and now for the whole year. That's why they're in this situation. A few months ago, it didn't appear the Cardinals were going to be able to put up much resistance against the Milwaukee or the Cubs or anybody else in the league, but they got better and better. They really cleaned up the base running. They cleaned up their defense, and the situation hitting could be better, no question, and they're really going to need something from Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Molina, and DeYoung, or Goldschmidt, Ozuna, DeYoung, and Molina, however Mike wants to stack that up in the lineup. the middle of the lineup is going to have to really be productive this weekend to go ahead and win the division and then have any chance of going deep in October. To me, that's the key for the Cardinals.
Jack Flaherty, if he had a better first half, would be a top-notch Cy Young candidate. Unbelievable second half. He just can't get any run support. What adjustment have you seen from Flaherty in the second half?
Well, Flaherty's just getting better and better. He's taking it pitch by pitch and game by game. Here we go again, the here and now. That's what Flaherty has done, and he's talked a lot with Bob Gibson the last couple of years. They've struck up a good friendship, and I think he's learned a lot from Bob. He's learned a lot from Mike Maddox and Adam Wainwright and the other pitchers on the staff. He's just maturing at the major league level. The guy has a lot of ability, and that's why they wanted him to begin with, Brad, and it's paying off. He's going to have a fine career. Even the season he's having, if he happened to be in New York, he'd probably be the Cy Young winner. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how that stuff goes. Well, with all that voting, to me, some of those awards are really tainted because I'm not all that high on a lot of the voters. Back in the day when you had the full-time beat writers and things like that, I think it was a little more reliable. But I've disagreed with several of their selections over the years. But then again, I don't have a vote, so it's no concern of mine.
John Rooney with me for a few more minutes here on the Sheraton Valley Magic City Sports Talk Show. Let's talk a bit about Milwaukee after the Yelich injury. I think everybody thought they would fold up, and they've won 18 of 20. Certainly the schedule was fairly favorable coming down the stretch, but are you surprised how well they're playing?
And they're winning games they should win. Give them credit. They deserve that credit with a less than stellar starting pitching staff, a pitching staff that goes about five innings maybe. Their pitcher yesterday went five innings, and the bullpen took care of the rest. Their bullpen has held up much better than I thought it was going to. And Hira has been able to come back from injury and make a significant contribution. Plus, they're keeping the pressure on their opponents where the opponents are making mistakes. Milwaukee's cashing in. So they're playing the type of baseball they must play to be in this situation. So I give them all the credit in the world. They have a really good ball club. They have more than just Christian Yelich. And they've had a real disappointment in Travis Shaw, but he's a guy who's up now with the rosters expanded. He can always run into one. And then Ryan Braun is having quite a finish to a season. He's hit a couple of grand slams this month. So, no, they have a very good lineup they can throw out there every day. And that's why they are in the postseason. It's just a matter of will they be the division winner or will the Cardinals win it?
You saw the Rockies recently, and they can cause problems at Coors Field. So that certainly brings some hope to the weekend, too, for Cardinals fans.
It does, but I don't trust the Rockies pitching at all. They got a couple of starts out of pitchers that hadn't pitched that way in a long time and beat the Cardinals a pair of 2-1 games. And that's why I base my comment about the middle of the lineup being so important, that if the Cardinals are in a tight situation, the middle of the lineup has to come through and has to find a way to score a couple of runs, just like the way they played the Chicago series. That's the type of baseball the Cardinals are going to have to play, and that's what we're going to run into in October. You see really good pitching, Brad. Everybody has their best going forward, and the games are really tightly played, and it may be a mistake here or a mistake there that opens up a ball game, but usually the stars win when you get to postseason.
Basically, the playoffs are here. Going to be a lot of fun this weekend, Cubs, Cardinals, and then on to the postseason. Mike Shannon, John Rooney, you'll be calling it for you on the Cardinals Radio Network. John, always a pleasure to talk to you and get your thoughts. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Brad, and Ricky Horton's going to join us on Saturday as all three of us will be working in the postseason, and let's hope it's a long postseason run.
Sounds great. We'll be listening.
All right, Brad.
Thank you. John Rooney, always great to have him join us on the show for some insight from the Cardinals play-by-play man here on the Sheraton Valley Magic City Sports Talk Show. We've got the Cardinals and the Cubs game one tonight. Dakota Hudson will make the start, 6:20, your pregame start on 99.9 FM Kirk. And then Saturday and Sunday games will be back on Superstation Crest, with the game on Saturday at 5:20, and then all of the Sunday games across Major League Baseball will begin at the same time on Sunday, and the Cardinals broadcast cards and the Cubs Sunday at 1:20.
Lots of pharmacies have $4 lists these days, but the $4 list at Sam's Health Mart Pharmacies is better. Why? Because our $4 list also has 500 generic medications priced below $15 for up to a 30-day supply or $35 for a 90-day supply. It also comes with free delivery and our once-a-month refill program that will have your prescriptions ready before you run out. Now that's affordable and convenient. $4 prescriptions and a better pharmacy experience at Sam's Health Mart Pharmacies, caring for you and about you.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome.